A Journey into the Unknown. Book 15, Secrets of the Unknown. Chapter 31. Everyone is part of God, whether they are a frog, a lion, a wounded warrior, or someone no one likes. Everyone is part of me. And I am part of everyone, whether they know it or not, whether they are lost on their journey or at the end of it. I love and admire all of the many parts of myself. Many parts of God do not know they are part of God. They think they are independent and separate from me. And this is okay, because it is part of the plan. Even when souls leave their recent lifetime in form, they retain all of the positives and all of the hard lessons, and they usually still identify as the name of that form or character. The truth is that there is oneness and there is complexity. The complexity strengthens the oneness and doesn't take away from it. Every soul is unique. Every soul is a unique creation in and of itself. What we are moving away from is fear and ego. What we are moving towards is unity, love, and cooperation. And how we will accomplish this is through various means. First of all, all parts of God are changing and adjusting, starting with the Godheads and then filtering through the Supersouls to the stages or environments, to the micro droplets, whether they came from the archangels or the Malachi. Why are we changing? We have discovered that there is a limit to creation. There is a danger to it that was not anticipated as part of the original intent. It can take on a life of its own and be unwilling to reconsider. The individual identities are fantastic in and of themselves. But if individuals separate themselves through destructive intent, this is something that has to be reined in.